has the right answer? This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Who has the right answers? Well, that's a very good question. Who has the right answers? We can think about who has the right answer and wonder about who has the right answer and never come up with any response, because there are so many experts, there are so many people who in this world know all the answers, so many people who have been around the block a dozen times and know what the answers are and how wonderful that is. But when we see a teacher, when we see a person who is teaching about science, for instance, and if that person does not practice that science that he teaches, we wonder about that person. Now, you take, for instance, a person who is teaching the simplistic thing of walking on fire. And this person walks on fire, and they are able to do this, many times a day. And it's totally untouched by the fire, totally untouched. Their mind is totally harmonious with the concept of the fire. They call the fire cool, wet moss, and they name it something different, and their mind takes the attitude that they have given to it about the fire, that it's now cool, wet moss, and so therefore it does not burn them because it's cool, wet moss. Then they go to the stove and they pick up a hot pan on the stove and burn their hand. Now, how in the world could they burn their hand if they believe that the fire is cool, wet moss? Well, they have only taken their belief as far as the hot coals are that they walk upon. They've only taken their belief so far as what they have conditioned themselves to believe about the coals that they walk on, that they're cool, wet moss. This is how we are in our lives. We only take our understanding of truth, our understanding of the right answers so far. And then when it comes to the application, when it comes to utilizing the information we have, these answers, we use them in a very small circle. And because we use them in a very small circle, we get a very small response. Therefore, the person who walks on fire so amiably, so comfortably, so magically, and yet picks up a hot pan off the stove and burns himself, does not take that thought and transfer that thought into all areas of their life. They don't take that thought and they put it into all areas of their life where they are working on all sorts of things, where they're working on all sorts of magic. They don't do that because of one simple thing. They are one-pointed, which is good, but they are one-pointed from the point of view that hot coals that they walk over are different from a hot pan on the stove. Now, you would say, from your objective point of view, where you're not involved, why, that's so foolish. They're the same thing. Don't you understand that? That's the same thing. No, it's not. They have built up a mental image that the hot coals are cool, wet moss, whereas the stove is meant to be hot to fry their egg. And if the stove is not hot, the egg will not fry, it will just lie there in a very undesirable looking dish for us to eat. Now, can we broaden the circle of our awareness? We look at some people and we say, oh, they're divine, oh, they're beautiful, oh, they have such a beautiful body, they have such a beautiful, healthy body, they're so wonderful, but of course they're special. They're very special. Why are they special? Well, mainly because of their thoughts. Okay, so we look at saints and we say, wow, they're special. You know, they have created this for themselves. They've lived on this very high level of consciousness. That's right. But now, take a look at these saints. As wonderful as they are they saints in all areas of their life? Are they saints in all areas of their being? Are they saints when it comes to having a stumbling time of stubbing their toe? Are they saints when it comes to hearing about their mother or father and hearing that they're having a tragic time and feel sorry for them rather than immediately, as a saint might readily be thought to do, say, "Mother and Dad, you're whole and perfect now and always. You are whole and perfect. I am a saint and I say this and I put that cause in motion." Now, do we ever think or hear mentally of a saint doing such a thing? And the answer is no. And the reason for that is we think that that is too mundane for a saint to do. Well, I assure you that so long as you and I are human beings on the face of the earth, there is nothing too mundane for us to do. And when we reach that status of statehood, of that awareness of our divinity within, we will be all the more perfect. We will create our parents living beautiful, fulfilled lives. We will create ourselves living beautiful, fulfilled lives. We will be the answers. We'll not just be the answer for walking on hot coals and then picking up a hot frying pan and burn ourselves. We'll be the answers for the hot coals and the hot frying pan and everything. Yes, everything. No matter what it is, you give a master, and they're a little different from a saint, but you give a master a cup of cold coffee, and the master would like a cup of warm coffee. So he looks at the coffee and says, "You are warm, you are hot, you are whatever I want." And the coffee instantly is so. Now, he doesn't make a big fuss about it and say, "I am a master, and I am saying this cup of coffee is now hot and enjoyable for me." He could do that, and it's okay to do that. But that's sort of supercilious. It's sort of contrary to what the master really wants to demonstrate, what the saint really wants to demonstrate. What they demonstrate is that they know the right answer under all circumstances. If they want a hot cup of coffee, they have a hot cup of coffee. Yes, a master, a saint. If they want to have a 8-course dinner, the 8-course dinner is right there. It may have been prepared by their wife or family or friends. It may have been prepared by the restaurant, but it's right there. They could also have it prepared by themselves, not by the restaurant or their family or friends. And you say, "Wow, that would really be a master." No. They're being a master however they prepare it, however you prepare it. You are the one who has the right answers. You are the only who that has the right answers. You are the one who speaks your word as I speak my word and claim in my world all that is good and beautiful right now. Just me, just you, just I. That's all that matters. We have the right answers when we will claim the truth about ourselves. Now, we've been putting it on a rather mundane, ordinary way there with the hot coals and the coffee and the food, but think about it. Think about it seriously. You are here on planet Earth enjoying life as a human being. Now, you can enjoy life as a divine human being and be manifesting in your life everything that is good and beautiful. Or you can be on planet Earth enjoying life as a divine human being and enjoying everything miserable. What? A divine human being enjoying life miserable? That's right. Because everything is good. There is not one thing that exists anywhere in the universe that was not created by the divine and that is not divine. But whereas the hot coals that the firewalker says are cool, wet moss, are cool, wet moss to him, the hot frying pan that he picks up forgetfully without a hot pad on his hand is hot to heat his egg. And each has their purpose, each has their direction. And how we relate ourselves to that purpose and direction is what makes the difference between a master and a silly person who has something happen to him that he says he didn't want to happen. We had the the stove turned on under the frying pan and made it hot. Therefore, it was hot, and we called it hot. Now, would we turn the stove on under the frying pan and call it cool wet moss? Would we call it a cool frying pan? Well, then we must also call everything consistent with it the same way. We put an egg in a cool frying pan, and it's not going to fry. Yes. All of our life, we have all the answers. And we know them beautifully, perfectly, wonderfully, divinely now. Now it's up to us to apply these answers in not foolish ways, but in ways that are meaningful to us and that will accomplish the goals that we want. So, you have the right to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. And you have the right to say, I don't live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is sick, my mind is poor, and my spirit is weak. Now, you can say all those silly things if you wish, and take only that portion of the allness that you wish, but in truth, you have the allness right there, your perfect spirit, mind, and body, your perfect beingness, your perfect allness, and you can draw upon it by speaking your word and saying, I am that which I am, and be it. Or you can say, this is cool wet moss, and these hot coals are not hot. And that's okay too. But you see, you're creating that world for yourself. What world do you want to live in? What world do I want to live in? Well, I can tell you one thing. I want to live in a world where I live in what I understand to be divine, perfect, beautiful, fantastic, glorious. Oh, my goodness sakes, I sure do. And as I do this, I am happy. And what else should a master be? Unhappy? Heavenly state, no. What should a saint be? Unhappy? No way. What should God be? Unhappy? Why, unbelievable. Unbelievable. God is good, God is love, God is all, I am all, and I am happy. So, when we think about who has the right answers, let's get our mind in order and say to ourselves, I have the right answers. And my right answers are good and very good, and my right answers bring to me, or reveal it from me, in me, through me, that everything is good and very good, and I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. And when I say I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, then that's what I experience. I make the claim upon the universe, I make the claim upon life, I make the claim, and I experience it, because that's all that matters. And ain't like love, Grant. Oh, my goodness sakes. Who has the right answers? My beloved, you do, and I do, and we all do. So enjoy, for the time is now. I love you. I love you. I love you.